The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone and welcome. And one of the great possibilities of doing mindfulness meditation is to let everything become calm and quiet in the mind as much as possible. So almost it's an undoing. And there's many processes in the mind which are operating all the time and are needed for our daily life. And maybe the operation of it is not something we consciously think about. But when we sit and meditate and start undoing, non-doing in some deep way, that even some of these deeper structures or processes of the mind can go to rest for a while, take a vacation, much needed. And to give you an example of some of the deeper things is where there's very strong kind of processes operating all the time, seemingly effortlessly, for our spatial awareness, our location in space, and have a sense of where we are in spaces and objects around us and the distances and all kinds of things goes on, which is a healthy and important part of human life. But it is a process that the mind does. It's a engagement. And it's possible for that to be go quiet, take a break, have a rest. And when you do that, then there's no engagement in location and creating, you know, getting a sense of the space and the distance and the location of things. And things still have location, but it's just the mind is not operating in that way. There's deep instincts around self, mind. The idea of mind is almost built into the hardware of our mind in some deep way. This idea of my hand. And apparently there are people who have brain damage who don't look at their hand and don't see it as their hand, and it causes some problems for them. And at the same time, as important as that sensibility is, it's possible to put that to rest and to sit here without any orientation, any thought, any idea, any intuition even, that this is mine, this is me. So, and this leads to freeing up awareness, attention, our attentional capacities to be aware and attentive without focusing on the usual objects, usual concerns, usual ways in which things are. It's opportunity for attention and awareness to become clearer without complications, simplicity of attention, simplicity of awareness, where in a sense there's no inside and outside. There's no should and shouldn't. There is no right and wrong. Everything is allowed to be in some very thoroughgoing, almost unconditional way for a few minutes as the mind gets quieter and calmer. And at some point, and different people at different points, there can be a feeling of, or a sense, a perception, a knowing of awareness that can feel very clear, that feels like it stands out by itself, as if it's has its own kind of presence, whereas usually we're concerned about what we're aware of. Now we become more and more sensitive to awareness itself, how it feels to be aware. And because there's no location, it might feel like awareness has no boundaries. It's spacious, very open, wide. Because we're not constructing or orienting around self, there can be a delightful feeling that just being aware without any concern for me, myself, and mine, and all that that brings. So this is not necessarily an easy thing to experience, but it does come as the mind gets very, very quiet and still. So I'll do this guided meditation, and maybe even if your mind doesn't get still, maybe if you kind of follow along enough, even with your imagination, you get some feel or some sense, some intuition of what the clear awareness might be like, this lucid awareness. So, assuming a meditation posture, and to appreciate that sitting here, we are relaxing and calming deeply, letting go of the concerns of the daily life. Just letting go of all concerns. Taking a deep inhale. And on the exhale, a ritual of putting aside for now all your worldly concerns. They can be put up on the shelf to be picked up later. Relaxing and letting go. Maybe closing the eyes. And on the exhale, relaxing the body. Softening in the body. And letting the breathing return to normal. And it is as if breathing, attention together is a reassuring friend. Let your attention move around your body to find where you're tense, where you're holding. And on the exhale, relax that part. Relax into the reassurance that awareness and breathing maybe provides. And with this reassurance of breathing and awareness, touch the places in the mind where you're tense and tight and concerned about things. touch it with a breath, touch it with awareness, to reassure it. It's okay. For now, it's okay to relax and put these things aside. Relaxing any tension or strain connected to doing the meditation. With a reassuring touch of awareness, let your strain and tension dissolve and settle. It's enough just to be aware. And imagine that you're standing on a large, wide field, maybe of beautiful grassland, grass gently waving in the wind and the breeze, clear skies with maybe some clouds and birds. Maybe it's so big, this field, it goes out to the horizon, you don't see the edge. But it's easy to see everything. Settling back, maybe sitting under an oak tree in the shade. And just allow whatever comes to awareness to be there in the clarity of attention, of knowing. Nothing is right, nothing is wrong, just something to know. To be aware of in this vast field. No inside and no outside. Just phenomena that exists, arises, persists, and passes away. With the assurance of attention, of awareness, and maybe breathing in the middle of it all. Let that reassuring awareness be broad and wide, 360-degree awareness, inside and outside, allowing experiences, sensations, to appear on their own, nothing you have to do or reach for or look at carefully. Just know what appears to awareness in whatever way that is. when the ears are open to sounds, there's no boundaries and limits that the ears put on how far away the sounds might be. When we see, the eyes don't put a limit. They're just open to what comes, without a boundary, hard and fast. So with awareness. Awareness can have no boundaries. Even no center. Such an awareness, attention, can feel clear, open, spacious. Let everything rest, abide in the spaciousness of the mind. to hear without doing anything with the hearing, what's heard. To see without doing anything with what's seen. To sense without doing anything with the sensations. To think thoughts without doing anything further with the thoughts. Leaving everything alone to be itself. Without getting involved or being for or against. Resting in the reassurance of being aware. Instead of doing and reacting, maybe you can intuit or sense the possibility of clarity, clear knowing, clear seeing, clear hearing, sensing, a clarity of awareness. And if there is such clarity or intimations of it, as if it's waiting for you, let go into the clarity. And then staying quiet and calm, whatever way you are, listen to this dedication of merit without participating, without doing it yourself, but as if it is a medicine for this boundless world, for yourself and for others. Like a fresh breeze moving through. May whatever benefit that has come from this meditation practice today serve as a foundation for bringing goodness and kindness and care into this world. So that there spreads throughout the land an influence of kindness and care, goodness, that spreads from person to person, being to being, so that we live together on this planet. Caring for each other, promoting each other's happiness and safety, peace and freedom. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you.